Grand Cenote. There's water wherever you look, but it tastes salty and won't take away your thirst. Water falls from the sky, but on land flatter than a tabletop. It doesn't run into rivers and down into the sea. Water seeps into the ground and collects in cenotes, underground caverns, with stalactites and stalagmites, blue water, fish and turtles. There are rumors that ancient Mayans dropped their sacrifices into these cenotes, weighted with heavy stones. This history doesn't deter us tourists from donning brightly colored snorkels and masks, showering, slipping into the cool waters, following rope lines into underground caverns, lit from underneath with lights over 30 feet deep. This particular grand cenote is written up in guidebooks as having colorful fish, but for the record, the fish are small, not in a multitude, and not at all colorful. On this morning, tour buses out front of the attraction are already unloaded, overweight men and women parading in swimming attire to the pools, Mayan descendants renting them towels and equipment. There are a few scuba divers who can swim far underwater in the caverns, holding underwater lights, that swim further than we can and see what the rest of us can only imagine. When they surface, they look exhilarated. Places where the insides of the earth open up have always attracted the curious. I don't see dead bodies, but my shivers remind me there's much more we don't see than what we do.